So it's interesting. The way this culture perceives nature generally is as consisting of resources to be exploited, not other beings to enter into relationship with. So most people perceive trees as sort of passive growers, passive collectors of carbon that then you can cut down and burn or cut down and turn into trees. They're dollars on the stump, really. And if you look into the discussions of non-human animal intelligence, it's almost always put in terms of, well, you know, humans are the ones with real consciousness and the others have some sort of dim consciousness. And that's a sort of general mainstream view of non-human intelligence. And then there's another view too that I think is just the opposite side of the same coin, which is that nature is that animals know something really super special, and they have, and trees are actually beings who are filled with light and love, and they are basically angels in this perspective. And they know everything, and they know if you're sick, and they know if you've been naughty or nice, and they know everything, and they're all forgiving. And it's basically just the other half. Either they're not sentient at all, or they are godlike beings. And I have no idea what trees or bears or raccoons or Amanita muscaria mushrooms think. I don't know how they think. But here's what I think, is that I think they're just beings like we are with entirely different sensibilities. And they get just as confused as we are. They get just as scared. They have conflicts with each other. They gossip. They complain. Their backs hurt, except with trees, maybe it's their limbs hurt. I don't know. And they are vastly different than we are, incomprehensibly different than we are. But they're not gods. They're not, trees aren't beings of light and love. You know, I knew some tree sitters who went up into big old redwoods and would then sit in them to have them make sure they wouldn't be cut, because they'd be up in the tree and then nobody could cut the tree as long as they're up there. And they would say, you know, there were trees, the trees had different personalities, that some trees, they would try to throw a rope up, and the tree's like, get the hell out of here. I want nothing to do with you humans. I know you say you're trying to protect me, but, and they would not, in the terms of the tree sitters, they wouldn't accept a rope. And then there were other trees who are like, yeah, come on up. That'd be great. And I think there are probably some trees that are very upset in tree perspective, and there are probably some trees who are very scared in tree perspective, and there are probably some trees who are very kindly in tree perspective. I think that the world consists of as many different, and yes, a bear is not going to think with the same consciousness as humans. That doesn't mean humans are more conscious. It means that, you know, I saw this thing that I just loved, and this is a metaphor, that it was a metaphor for how dogs smell. That the way they perceive smells is kind of like we see, such that I can smell there's, you know, a combination of cinnamon and wood smoke and dog, and it's all just sort of swirling around, and I can get little senses of it. But I could see there's a dog, there's a cinnamon roll, there's a wood stove. And dogs can smell like we see, and that they can go, ah, that smell's coming from right over there, and they can differentiate. And then bears have a sense of smell that is like 100 or 1,000 times stronger than dogs. And meanwhile, they have pretty poor vision. I don't know how their hearing is. So they're sensibility and their personality is going to be different, and their experience of the world is going to be different, and their You know, I see bears every day, and I see them interact with each other, and I see the things that they do very well, and I see the things that they don't do very well. And for me, just in my experience of the world and my projection onto the world, I feel like the world consists of as many different personalities constrained within their type. So you're not going to have a tree who's a fast runner because trees don't run. And you're not going to have a bear who's a fast flyer. And you're not going to have a human who's a fast flyer. So we all perceive the world differently, but we all have our own personalities within the categories. I think that the wild world out there consists of billions and trillions of beings living their lives, having concerns, having aches and pains, having complaints, having loves, having losses, having moments of joy, all in their own way.